This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
3 o'clock. Must be time for Dez, our favorite, to join the show as ATX Hobo Girl has the, I was going to say has the cans on, but that's a radio term for your headphones. But we appreciate her finding time in her busy day to tune in as the rest of you guys continue to be suspects as we get the final hour of the show cooking right here on ESPN 97.5. The last show, as if you missed it, with our boy Nicholas for the week as he heads off to Sin City for another Vegas trip to cover the big fight this weekend. So we will be blessed with, and by the way, kudos to our program director for getting this news to you and I first. We found out on Twitter that Juggalo Trey will be producing the Thursday and Friday extravaganzas of The Usual Suspects.
Taste the freedom.
That and the Soccer Matters song that you guys created based on his last foray into
I totally forgot about the
remix. Yeah. All of that going to be Trey and more. Trey will be able to update us on all things NASCAR. Speaking of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Very much important. Ryan Newman suffered that horrific crash at the end of the Daytona 500 just 2 days ago. Not only was he up and walking in the hospital, talking to his kids family, he left the hospital today.
Great news.
On what that whole accident looked like, thank God. Fantastic news that he is out of the hospital. It says no timetable to race. I don't care. Thank God he's walking out of the hospital with his kids.
And as I said on yesterday's program, I really think he can thank the improvements NASCAR has made in terms of safety. I really believe so. I mean, they tried really hard to make it as safe as possible in a very dangerous sport. So good for him.
Absolutely. Great news.
The video I saw is him holding his two girls.
Standing, holding them, which is great news.
Yeah. Yep. So also, there's a hashtag cancel Houston that is running rampant across the country right now. Evidently, it's people encouraging entertainers and everybody to either who are vacationing or for whatever reason, anything by anybody famous or otherwise, don't go to Houston because of the entire Astros cheating scandal. To which Daniel Tosh, which a lot of people know based on Twitter and other things, Daniel Tosh decided to tweet, during every seventh inning stretch, the wives of Astros players are allowed to cheat on their husbands with any fan in the 300 section, hashtag cancel Houston. And I don't think Colin McHugh's wife, Ashley, took kindly to it because she quickly responded, honestly, F off.
What does the F stand for?
You know.
Fun.
I'll tell you what. Football. I wouldn't mind. I mean, Daniel Tosh's wife?
Is she get it?
Mm-hmm.
If other teams, Barry, all I can tell you is if other teams throw at Houston players' heads, the F rhymes with what they'd have to do if the ball was coming at their head. Duck. I tried.
Yeah. Wasn't your best effort.
Since you're back, I know that my rating system is going to go way down.
So I did see this cancel Houston hashtag, and I mean, it seems kind of dumb, right?
Tagging Beyonce, trying to get all these different performers that have Houston on their schedule to just cancel appearance.
And Tosh is the one tweeting about it quite a bit, right?
In part.
Yeah, he's done like a bunch of them.
When's the last time he was relevant?
Isn't Tosh.0 still on air?
Is it?
I think it is. I could be wrong, but
I know. I saw that tweet like as if he's not doing anything. I feel like he's not. I mean, he's not completely irrelevant, is he?
I don't think so.
Not nearly not what yet. He once was, though.
How many followers does he have?
Oh, he's got a lot.
Well, that's why it's trending. 25.7 million followers.
God, really? On Twitter or Instagram or what?
Twitter.
Wow.
Daniel Tosh has 25 million followers. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I just tweeted out, cancel your mamas, you whiny bitches. Hashtag cancel Houston.
I like it. Let's see if you get any responses.
I won't.
You think someone will say tomorrow morning, good morning to all fine Astros fans and everybody that doesn't say cancel Houston?
Whatever. No?
Sarah Barshop reporting the Texans have signed nose tackle Brandon Dunn to a contract extension, and she implies they could be preparing for life without DJ Reader.
Oof.
That would be a big mistake. Not that you like the team anymore or anything like that, but DJ Reader.
Boy, as a former Texans fan, that would be...
I mean, troubling. Maybe their best defensive lineman last year?
He's all heart and soul of the...
All right, PJ.
Of that defensive line. No, look, a lot of people will tell you, man, that DJ Reader may be the most underrated defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
Never mind just on the Texans and on that defensive line. He might be one of the most underrated players in the league. Getting better every year, a big reason. You know, it's one of those positions that he plays, too, that's not sexy. It's not – when you play nose tackle, your job is just to clog up the middle. Eat up two or three blockers so that you can clog up that run game. You're eating – even on pass protection, if you're in there, if you can absorb a couple of blocks, you free up guys from double teams. I mean, it's the literally the least sexy position on defense by far. And sure. Maybe – let's be real. Of all 22 positions on offense and defense, I mean, even fullback, you might get a ball every now and then or something like that. It's just nose tackle is a thankless position, and to be as good at it as he is a huge could be a huge blow to
the
Texans.
Well, that I think they probably got an indication or two based on an agent or some kind of conversation that he's going to get a big offer somewhere else. And based on the fact that I have continued to say this, you and I have continued to talk about this, they are going to be cash strapped. And if that offer is too big and they are intending on keeping JJ at the current rate and all the other things that they got going on, they're probably going to have to watch another good player walk out the door.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. I understand Hargraves being let go because you saved a bunch of money.
Right.
But like you said, DJ Reader, best defensive lineman they had last year. And basically people that know the sport know this dude was like borderline Pro Bowl, All Pro, whichever one you want to choose. But there was a discussion all year that he should make the Pro Bowl, to which Bill O'Brien kind of scoffed it off. Obviously, it'd be a big deal for him, but more so because of the fact that people need to start paying more attention to how good he's been.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up. What's wrong with our internet? Is y'all's internet messed up?
I'm fine.
Is it slow?
Nope.
Mine is really slow.
It's all that lingering porn.
No, I don't think so. But I was trying to look up because they on SpotTrack, they'll have his market value. Almost $12 million a year. They're saying that DJ Reader could get a 5-year, $60 million deal, basically.
Yeah, and I've heard it could possibly go over that. But that's a lot of cake, and obviously he's going to take it, as well he should. But, again, the general manager has a lot to deal with.
I mean, they have him close to a Akeem Hicks-type deal.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a tough pill to swallow for a team that has too many things to worry about in terms of, you know, and they have to have money available so that they can go out and figure out, is Roby even in the discussion? And if he's not, are you looking for a vet? Are you looking for another quick 1-year deal on someone like you signed way too many of last year? It's going to be interesting to see what they do. But you know what? The offseason is now, and Bill O'Brien's got plenty of work to do.
Boy. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's definitely a downgrade. I'm not going to pretend that I know everything about Brandon Dunn. I think he's done a decent job since he's been here, which has been for what, the last 4 years?
Couple.
Yeah, I think he got here in, was it 2016 or 2015?
You're right.
I thought it was 2016, but he's okay. But if he was better than DJ Reader, he would have been starting over DJ Reader, I believe.
Right.
So, yeah, going in with Brandon Dunn as your defensive tackle, as opposed to DJ Reader, you just got a little worse at that position. So,
yeah. So there's your Texans news of the day.
Yeah.
Other than that, not a whole lot going on Kirby, and you hope that they gear it up pretty quick as they get ready for all things off season, which is going to be a big off season for this team, based on everything that we've talked about previously and talked about even today with decisions to be made and how do you make this team better with all the different things that you're dealing with, the obstacle of not a lot of draft picks, the fact that we've talked about the cap and money, and the fact that you still have your favorite guy. Well, you don't anymore, but Nick and myself and the rest of Houston have to deal with the fact that Bill O'Brien is going to have another full year as general manager.
Yeah, as a former Texans fan, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
Shocked you're not more like red gear all the time, like Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt.
It's out of season.
How many shirts do you own in terms of Kansas City Chiefs t-shirts?
Well, you know, Nick, I don't even want to give a nation, number. I mean, Chiefs Nation. I mean, Chiefs Kingdom. Well, he'll get it straight.
I don't even want to give a number.
Mm. Just, one t-shirt doesn't count as several because you're so big. You know that, right?
I don't want to give a number.
Didn't El Jefe find one?
I don't
like want
to give a number. Huh?
El Jefe found those t-shirts they made up to make up to 8XL.
How fat is everybody in Kansas City?
Well, have you seen Andy Reid lately?
It's got to be the Kansas side and not the Missouri side, right? Like, I'm sure that, well, Missouri women are big, too. I mean, it is Missouri.
Are you Charles Barkley with the Alamo chicks?
Yeah. I mean, it's the Midwest, right? Isn't that where the Midwest starts?
Well, I've warned you.
Lay off the big Latinas in San Antonio.
And Kansas and Missouri is kind of the beginning of the Midwest, would you say?
They are considered Midwest.
Okay. Enough said.
And I've already warned you about the Midwestern female.
I know. They don't have any other. All their cheerleaders are just base. They're the bottom of the pyramid. They don't. Their pyramid is one layer tall. That's it. It's just like you look at Packers cheerleaders. They don't make a pyramid. It's just all.
They don't have any.
What, cheerleaders?
Yeah. If you pay close attention.
Well, no one wants to get out there in a skirt when it's minus 50 degrees out. No one's that stupid.
Do you know what they do?
What?
They borrow them from the University of Wisconsin Green Bay on game days.
So, again, no pyramid. All just base. Just.
They're dumb enough.
They're like, we won't make a. What we do is we make a bunch of little circles where each of us is round. So we all just make circles instead of a pyramid. Okay. That makes sense. Uh-oh. Somebody's mad.
Uh-oh.
Was it Friday? What? Was it Friday when I made everybody mad?
You were trying.
About what? I don't remember.
How? Just you guys were like, well, now you've offended these people and those people.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. You were that. It was that day.
Well, it's your turn, Nicholas.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just got a tweet from somebody that says, Barry, possums are chill. They eat a lot of bugs that you don't want in your yard, and they're more scared of you than you of them. Also, if I ever hear about anyone shooting a possum with a paintball gun, I'm calling the cops. Let your boy know animal cruelty is no joke.
I will pop a paintball cap in that possum.
Me too. I don't want no damn.
Would not care.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll leave him alone until he starts tearing up my stuff. Because he is right. I have heard that possums don't carry disease, but they eat a lot of stuff and critters that do or whatever. Okay, whatever. I had a possum in my trash can once. I told you guys this story. And I put it in the back of my wife's Eclipse and drove it to a field. Like, I'm 2 miles away from my house and dumped it. The whole trash can and everything. I just threw it all in the field and drove off. That was my only encounter with a possum. And it hissed at me so angrily.
Yeah, it's very angry.
I don't want no part of that.
Possums are not nice.
So everybody's like, ooh, possums are chill. You've obviously never been hissed at by a possum. The least chill thing that has happened to me in a long time was when a possum hissed at me. So I am aware that you're very sensitive about animal cruelty, and that's great for you.
That's rare to this show. Some of us don't care. So it's good to see that there are people out there that care about animals, because on this show, I don't know anybody that does.
Some of us don't care that a possum gets shot with a paintball gun. Sir, I've been shot with a paintball gun. Where's your human cruelty? Where do you care about that? You don't, do you? Yeah, I've been shot with a paintball gun. If you were to call the cops, I hope they laugh at you if you called the cops because someone shot a possum with a paintball gun.
You think I'm, like, really going to take the time to shoot a possum with a paintball gun?
I really would. Nick that the next time he steps out of the studio, his ass is mine and I'll shoot him in the ass. Love, Lisa.
Oh no.
I have been shot with a paintball gun, so what's the difference? If I can be shot with a paintball gun, so can a possum, right?
That's when you and AJ were friends.
And I don't even get into people's stuff. I don't randomly walk through people.
It doesn't hurt that bad. I used to be on a paintball team. It doesn't hurt that bad.
If you get shot in the fat, that's the worst.
You had a paintball team? Boy.
I was, yeah.
A team?
Did you have like a league?
Yeah. Legit team.
I've been shot in the fat, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's no worse pain than being shot in the fat with a paintball gun.
Yeah, like if you have love handles like me, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely, they hurt.
Yeah, it hurts.
Worse than any other place? Wow.
Well, yeah. It just hurts when you hit.
Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Trust me. And guess what? Possums aren't fat, so it's not going to hurt.
There's a pro tip for you. All right. We're rolling through the last hour of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city. As we always tell you at this portion of the program, we take you till 4 o'clock. Blitz is going to take you till 7. If you missed any of the fantastic, unbelievable, and enthralling content that we give you on a daily basis, I encourage you to go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the Usual Suspects at the top of the page. It will drop down with a menu that will allow you to select the hours that you missed, hours 1 and 2. And then while you're at it on the front page, there are directions to follow to download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show. Say it.
Do it.
Thank you. Nick Bell, now.
Bing!
Thank you. Now we may continue.
Somebody, Mark Walker.
Do we know him?
Yeah. We were talking about possums.
Oh, boy.
And how Nick is mean to possums. And Mark, someone came to the possum's defense, this theoretical shooting that's going to take place that's never going to happen because I would never allow Nick to come to my house to begin with. But apparently now Nick is in trouble because hypothetically we'd shoot a possum with He would shoot a possum with a paint gun, and if somebody got upset about that. Animal cruelty is not a joke, but we pretty much made it a joke for like 10 minutes.
Is it a 626 number?
No, it's a tweet.
Well, then it's not Lisa.
But Mark Walker on Twitter said, "Barry, I have seen a possum crawl out of a dead cow's ass growing up. Those animals are nasty. True story. If you make your home in a dead cow's booty, you deserve to be shot with a paintball gun." That's just a rule. I don't make the rules, but I know I've read that in a rule book somewhere.
Oh, I thought I was going to get some more hate.
No, that's if you like live in a cow's butt, you're just going to get shot with a paintball gun. I don't know what rule book it was, but I saw that in a rule book once. That's just how that goes. So I'm sorry, person that was upset that we were, what was it? Fever Dreams was upset about that.
Fever
Dreams.
Dreams. Okay.
Yes.
On Twitter is Fever Dreams?
Fever Dreams on Twitter. Uh-oh. Are you going to go after him? Don't go after him. He's just defending the
possum.
No.
I just want to see.
If he'll call the cops on you for shooting a possum with a paintball gun.
How is he going to do that?
He'll call the cops on you for harassing him on Twitter. So just be careful.
Well, how he's going to do that is Barry gave him your address.
I mean, I'll totally DM him your number.
Don't do that. These fools are crazy.
Yeah, there are some.
They're insane. Yeah,
there are people that banned from the show that listen and call every day. Psychos.
Multiple times, sir.
Psychos.
Multiple times.
By the way, have you noticed how smoothly this show has gone? Do you want to know why? No text line. That's why.
I haven't looked either.
You guys were awful today. Oh, I checked in every now and then, and some of them are okay. But you know what? You start the first segment off with stupid texts. No text all day. So if you're wondering why your text hasn't been read, you can blame your fellow dumbass texters for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So getting back to the whole Astros sign stealing fiasco of every single day, there's something more. Now there's this. And El Jefe sent this to us. And as our PD and executive producer, we have to get in what he sends to us. So I didn't want to be late with this. But it's interesting because when Joe Girardi, before he got the Phillies job, we obviously know he did a lot of the playoff games on TV, but he also did some MLB network work. And as part of one of the shows they were doing, he may have had a little slip of the tongue that becomes very interesting because he used to be the manager of the Yankees. Sounded a little something like this.
Handled it and the punishment that they didn't really dole out to the players. Do you think baseball could have done anything differently in terms of that part of this?
You know, I don't know. You know, there's some people that lost their jobs that
you know, really were the people that had to pay for it, but there were a lot more people involved. And, you know, the financial gains for the players are substantial if they have big seasons because of this. So if there's no punishment for them, I'm not sure that it stops. I'm really not sure, because the financial gains, similar to the steroid era, it's very similar. Like, if you know what's coming and you have a big year and you're a free agent, there's a lot to be made there, and players want to take care of their families. So I'm not exactly sure what the right answer is, but I don't know how much of a deterrent it is for players right now.
He goes on to say, mm-hmm. as part of the audio, yeah, he goes on to say, when he starts trying to walk people through, I believe, how the sign stealing the process happens.
Right. So, I mean, like Giancarlo Stanton, to your point, had said today at Yankees camp, I would have hit 80 home runs in 2017 if I knew.
You would have broke the home run record. Exactly. You know, it'd be the home run. So there's not a huge deterrent for the players, and I think there has to be to make sure that it stops.
So if there isn't a real deterrent, would you say that they didn't do enough?
I think it's something we really have to look at. And I don't know how you get, you know, how you, if you're not in the clubhouse, and you don't admit yourself that you did it, how you take the word from another player that he was doing it. That's the hard part, you know? So, like, if you got caught with something on your body, you know, that to me definitely should be a suspension and a huge fine. But to say that someone was using it, it's his word against his word, that's pretty tough to penalize a player. So I think it's really difficult.
So he did say
it's tough to penalize a player.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think what he's getting at, and there's another part to this, Nick, where he basically admits to having been part of a quote unquote system to steal signs. And then as he's walking the people in MLB Network through the process of the system, he says about the video department picking it up and then getting it to a certain place in which then it was relayed to the hit, I mean, to the guy on second base. So he kind of had a slip of the tongue to where it's mm-hmm. like, okay, and basically your last stop was in New York with the Yankees. So if that's the case and you...
Well, he said it was with the Yankees. He said, when I was with the Yankees, we had a system where a guy upstairs relayed the info to someone in the dugout who relayed it to the hit to the guy on second base.
Yes.
That's exactly what he said. So what are we, again, this goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, and I just went through the text line, and people were upset that we were, you know, throwing LeBron in there and said, oh, he's okay to talk about China, but he can't talk about this. No, because he wasn't being hypocritical about China.
Right.
My point is that most of these athletes are hypocritical if they're upset about this cheating, because most of them cheated. Or in some form or fashion along the way, some of them did something to gain an advantage or game the system or took money or whatever. That was my point. Stop being a hypocrite about it. If you're just going to talk and be hypocritical, stop talking.
So that year he had 59 home runs. Are you guys of the belief that if he knew what was coming, he would hit 21 more? He would hit 21 more home runs. You guys believe that?
I think, as Barry has said in the past, and we've talked about, you still have to be able to hit the ball, right?
21 even if you know more coming, home runs.
And it has to be in the right location. But as Trout and Stanton and other people have said that are better than average hitters, at least Stanton from a power perspective, Trout overall is the best player in the game. It's a huge advantage if you know what's coming, obviously. But you still have to hit the ball. But everybody's going to have their grandiose plan and say what they're going to say, because they want to bring as much negative light to this as possible and say that this is the biggest deal. You know, I don't, to me personally, because I'm still of the staunch belief, and I think you are too, Barry, that every team was doing this to some degree. So I don't think it's close to the steroid era in terms of when you start comparing the two. But I heard Tim Kirkchin on with Jake Asman today, and he says most of his colleagues believe this is bigger than the steroid era. He's not in that column yet. He said, "I just don't think it's. I don't see it as being as big as the steroid era."
I do. If you have whole teams cheating, the entire lineup, sans Tony Kemp.
Tony Kemp. We talked about it on this show.
Kemp, Reddick, and Altuve is what. they've said.
But guys,
so Kemp said he never used it.
Reddick said he didn't.
And Altuve has claimed he never used
it. He didn't, but some people think he did.
Okay. Well,
but we talked about this on the show, didn't we? We talked about what is a more bigger advantage? Like how much better of a player do you become using steroids versus electronic sign stealing? And I think we all agreed that steroids was significantly more of an advantage. We talked about it on this show.
I mean, look, I think...
And all three of us agreed on it. I'm just being honest. Yeah, we absolutely did.
Because if you had asked me today, I would have said, I think knowing what pitch was coming.
I asked you that very question, and we all were in agreement. We were all in agreement that the steroids make you a significantly better player, way more than the advantage that you get from electronic sign stealing. We were all in agreement when I asked that question.
And I don't recall that show that day, but I will say this. One thing that I'm very adamant about is, because I had this discussion with several people over the years that was just saying, you know, doesn't matter how strong you are, it doesn't help you. And I said, but if your bat speed going through the strike zone is at a certain level, but all of a sudden because of steroids, you suddenly can bench press more, you use the same bat but swing it faster and have better bat speed. And we know how many times with the broadcast how we're pointing out, you know, launch angles and all these different things and all these things pertaining to bat speed and contact, it's a huge advantage.
Well, if I did answer it that way, I'm going to go ahead and tell myself I'm wrong because there's no way I would have answered that. Because thinking of it today, if you asked me today, I would tell you knowing what pitch is coming because you can be as strong as you want to be. But if you're out there whiffing at curveballs out of the zone, just go back and look at some former Astros players that when the stuff was in the grease, you know, or when the stuff was on the line, you slider away and you could get them chasing. And I'm not going to mention names. So being big didn't help, but you could be average. And if you know what's coming, at least you're going to get on base more. So I would disagree with myself if that's what I said.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. And, you know, you guys know, in my unexpert opinion, I said I felt like this, because you look at the discrepancy in home runs from when you were not using steroids versus when you were using steroids, I don't remember the stats. I felt like it was significantly more in the steroid era. But maybe Jose Altuve and some of these other Astros players have benefited from significantly more home runs. I didn't see that in the stats. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving enough credit to electronic sign stealing. But I feel like there's a discrepancy between the two at the very minimum.
But I think this is unlike my whole deal is that this is unlike steroids where you can you can say everybody's doing it and you go through all that and everything like that. I think that when you look at what's happened, aside from what electronics you used, we've highlighted, it's been a staple of baseball from the beginning of time. Everybody's trying to steal signs every game, every inning, every pitch, and they constantly do it. The fine line, and as you mentioned, and because the players were not evidently aware of the rules, is when electronics and technology are involved.
Yes. And that's the thing is, I don't know when Girardi said, hey, well, there was a guy up top, and then he would do this and that. I don't know what all was involved in that, but it couldn't just be, just a guy randomly guessing. How was he getting that feed? So, again, I go back to my whole point about all these people that are chiming in is now we know that Girardi, while he was with the Yankees, they stole signs and relayed them around. They relayed them around the ballpark to get the information to the hitter, which is no different in ways than what the Astros are doing. It's hypocritical. It's hypocritical of Yankees that played on that team. It's hypocritical of Yankee fans. It's hypocritical, period. And everyone that's coming out, I promise you, in some form or fashion that's making a comment about it negatively, is being a hypocrite about it. I promise you.
There you go. I can tell you what I'm not being a hypocrite about. That's telling you about Fitz Roofing, because Fitz Roofing makes a difference one home at a time. If you're looking to put a new roof on your house or you need some roof repairs, maybe fix a leaky roof, there's only one company to call in Houston. It's Fitz Roofing. They got the best ratings in the business. A-plus rating on Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook at Home Advisor. All you got to do is check on the internet, FITZRoofing.com, or better yet, call them 832-521-3001, and you can get a free, no-obligation inspection today. They come to you, tell you what they can do, then they go on their merry ordinary way. If you want them to come back, just reach back out. They're going to come back and do fantastic work throughout the entire process. 832-521-3001. They're going to use the best product in the business, CertainTeed Shingles. So much so they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranty is longer, better than your average roofer. I could go on and on. Check them out, FITZRoofing.com, or call them 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, you know how we like to talk about social media here. You know how we like to encourage you guys to
not
participate
the text
in the show.
But I just went
Barry
through the text
likes
line.
To crap on from time to time.
I went through the text line and it's still awful today. You guys are doing a terrible job. Some of you sound like whiny babies and crybabies, and I'm not reading any of those texts today. They're pretty bad. That's what a lot of you sound like. Go do that somewhere else.
Now, can I ask you something? What would it sound like if I told you Burger King in New Zealand, but they're thinking about bringing it here, is going to offer a
kangaroo burger.
French fry sandwich? In essence,
what?
It's a bun. And basically the equivalent of what, a small fries on the bun smothered in ketchup and mayonnaise. And that's the sandwich.
That seems stupid.
It really doesn't sound like it's very tasty either, right? But they tweeted about it. To which the savage that whoever runs Wendy's account
is
just on point.
Yeah.
So when Wendy's found out about this Burger King experiment, they began to crush Burger King. They retweeted the article about the French fry sandwich and basically said, when literally anything would be better on a bun than their beef.
Dang.
I mean.
That's savage.
To the point, really at them, right? So Wendy's didn't stop there. Instead, kept going at Burger King in a series of tweets and replies. One person said, please tell me this is a joke. And Wendy's responded, their entire restaurant is, which is fantastic. And then someone somehow implied, what does this have to do with comic books? Because the people that first put the story out there is a Twitter account called Comic Book Now. To which Wendy's replied, maybe it tastes like the paper? Literally no idea, to be honest. So
savage.
They kept going. It says, Burger King running out of ideas for new burgers. Wendy said they should try the ever-present idea. Make it good.
You know, it's funny because did they even mention that their meat is so bad that they had to go with a meatless burger and now French fries? Because it seems like they're getting away from their burger
That's
and trying
point.
Everything else but their burgers. I just think it seems like a waste of money. Like, I'll just buy a small fry, get home, and put some fries on a hamburger bun. What a stupid idea.
It's just ridiculously dumb.
Yeah, I don't understand. If you were going to do something like, okay, you know, some people will put onion rings on top of a burger, but you're just putting the side in the burger and no burger.
No innovation, just using our ingredients that you already have.
I mean, let's be real. That's what Taco Bell has made a living on doing.
I was just going to say that. But they've evolved a little bit more.
What?
I mean, they've introduced items that they couldn't get away with it forever.
Well, they would come up with all kind of made up Mexican foods.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they would.
They would just add Edo at the end.
I don't care how high you are or drunk you are or what kind of bender you've been on. Never in my life have I thought about a French fry sandwich smothered in mayo and ketchup being anything that sounds even remotely tasty.
Fries in the Frosty? Would you do that?
Dip your French fries
in the Frosty?
I would totally.
I would not.
Drunk, I would.
No, I would do it sober.
Sober,
pizza,
I don't think so.
Drunk, double cheeseburgers and stuff that, sure. But not a French fry sandwich with mayo.
No, would you dip your French fries in a Frosty?
I wouldn't dip my French fries in mayo, and I wouldn't dip my French fries in a Frosty.
Spicy mayo?
No, but you're damn right I'd put ketchup on them.
Well, we know that.
I might do French fries in mayo.
What?
Nah.
Yeah, I might try that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Mm-mm. Well, but I like mayonnaise. So, I mean, I'm, you know.
If you like mayonnaise, then.
If I get a burger or a hot dog or whatever, yes, I put mayonnaise on a hot dog. If I, you know, I might try
it. I know this has been like, you've had to defend yourself on this before, but I don't even understand. I definitely don't understand what mayo on a hot dog, but dipping your French fries in mayonnaise is just nasty.
You put ketchup on steak. What are you talking?
I don't put ketchup on steak like on the regular.
I don't think
like that.
That's as nasty. That's terrible move to put ketchup on steak.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, I don't.
But it's not as disgusting as French fries and mayo, though. I gotta.
What are you talking about?
It's like people that want to put ranch dressing on French fries, too. No.
Oh, God. French fries with ranch?
No.
What are you? You're crazy.
Nope.
I used to, my favorite thing would be go to the Outback and get their cheese fries with a side of ranch. Oh, my. I was in heaven. That's also why I was 240 pounds, but I was in heaven. I was never 240. What did I get? 220, 225?
You're asking us.
Pretty big. I don't know. It was 225. But, man, that was the best. Ranch dressing with a, like, cheese and bacon on French fries? That's legit. Grilled cheese and ketchup? Not so
fantastic.
Legit.
Fantastic. See, just like tomato soup and with a grilled cheese.
And this is what I'm getting ridiculed for, mayo and fries, and you're grilled cheese and ketchup.
I don't think I'm not ridiculed. It's nastier than ketchup on steak, in my opinion.
First of all, I don't
I'm
want
not
that
saying
label
you do
or
it.
Moniker.
Okay, you do. You do. Yeah, you
it totally
do.
Does. Yeah, you it do. Gets it well done, and then he adds ketchup. How do they make mayonnaise? What is it made out of? Oil, egg yolks, lemon juice, vinegar, and seasoning. So it's either lemon juice or vinegar. What amongst that is so terrible?
What amongst that sounds good?
Oil, egg yolks, lemon juice, and seasoning. What's wrong with what? I don't understand.
Pass. That sounds good.
What, you don't like egg yolks?
No.
Is that it? What is it, the lemon juice that's turning you off?
No, it just doesn't sound like a good condiment for anything.
It's delicious.
On a hot dog?
Yeah. Mayo on a hot dog, hamburger. What else? I mean, I don't put it on French fries, but I would probably, I don't know if I could do like a whole extra large fry or anything. But yeah, mayo on a sandwich. Do you like when you make a ham and cheese sandwich, what do you put on it? Ketchup?
Oh, I could probably.
Oh my God.
If you grill it. I might.
Well, now that's just a grilled cheese with ham on it.
We call it a grilled ham and cheese, and you can still put ketchup on it.
Nah, when back in the day for school when I would make my own lunch, if I made a sandwich, it was just mayo.
God,
that's
it. The days of growing up when you can eat that stuff on the regular.
Mayo
like
on the
every
bread.
Every night, that's Taylor's go-to is a grilled cheese and tater tots.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, every time Lisa makes it, I'm sitting there in the kitchen God, that smells so good.
I don't know. Like, if I make a sandwich, it's just mayo. Mayo and the meat and cheese, whatever the cheese is, or the meat is.
So when you do your grilled cheese, Joel, you never do it with, like, tomato bisque, like, instead of ketchup?
I'm saying that, but I said, just like people eat tomato soup with a grilled cheese and dunk it, and that's okay. But if I put ketchup on a grilled cheese, it's blasphemy. That's ridiculous.
Because, one, it's cold, and two, it's not the same as tomato soup. Completely different things. It's like saying...
I might drink ketchup.
You do
like
some ketchup. Yeah, I ain't drinking mayo. I'll tell you that
right
now.
No.
Oh, God.
That'd be bad.
Don't like it that much.
Hope you like the show enough that we have one segment to go. We're going to put a bow on it next. Turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, I'm in complete agreement with Barry. The text line is absolutely stupid today.
Oh, somebody said something mean about
ending in 9517, and I should call out your whole 713 number, but I'm just telling you right now, you should take some vacation so that you might be able to get your head straight. Because if you're going to get all seriously bent out of shape about my love of ketchup, which means you haven't listened to the show enough to realize that I probably would put fries in tomato soup. I don't care. But guess what? It's just part of the bit of the show. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm deleting all these. Everyone's cheating is a dumb argument. Bye. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
There's a lot of transplants in this city.
Yeah, well,
you know that.
Go move somewhere else and steal jobs in another city then. Because everybody comes down to Houston. Oh, look, it's good economy, good jobs. And then they want to come down here and hate on the city. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Oh, that's right. Everybody's economy in every other city sucks. And you came down here to get a job because your city sucked. Move back to where you came from then.
I'll tap for an answer.
If you don't like it. You suck too, mother bleeper! Like, for real though, I can't stand when people hate on this city and they're not from here. But you sure didn't mind moving your happy ass down here to get a job, did you? Now, the ones that moved and don't hate on the city, don't take offense to that, because that's not directed at you. This is specifically directed at people who are haters that moved from another city because this is where the money was, and the cheap cost of living, and the nice house for little money, and the great arts center, and all that stuff. Go home then. Ain't nobody keeping you here. Bye. Okay, I'm done. What sure. I missed? You're deleting all the bad.
Well, no, it's just a lot of people chiming in with stupid stuff. Someone said that they use, instead of butter to cook the grilled cheese, use mayo.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No,
nope. Oh, wait possible? A minute. You're a mayo connoisseur, but you wouldn't do that? Oh, Aaron Rabel with a thumbs up on that.
There's certain things I won't put mayo on. And I don't understand why people lose their bleep over mayo on a hot dog. That seems like the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard in my entire life. The fact that you can't put mayonnaise on a hot dog, well, who made that stupid-ass rule? Like, why is that a big deal to people? But they lose their mind when you say that. Like, what? You put me? It's almost like they're so insecure with their own sexuality that they have to make it gay in order to make it not okay. Oh, mayo and it's just, and it's white and that looks like a penis. It's like, bro, it's just a food item. What are you? Why are you freaking out about
you
this?
You almost made it.
.351, bro.
You were so close.
You had to say the P word.
350, and I said
so
penis.
So close.
Damn it. I'm sorry. You knew I was going to say it.
Yes,
you?
I did.
Is that why you were laughing?
I'm looking at him like, no.
I saw the face right when he made it. I was like, I know what he's talking about.
I was
about.
Like, why is he laughing already? I haven't even said what I was going to say yet. And you knew I was going to say the P word. Well, it's too late. I can say penis now. I've already said it.
We got a text yesterday that said,
are you guys going to say penis in the 3 o'clock hour? And you said, were like, nope.
It said, he's if off Barry today. Was here and he was doing the research on the topic, he would figure out that his research would lead you to believe it's penis, 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 penis. I was like, in the 3 o'clock hour? Yeah, maybe.
That's probably accurate.
So there's that. Everybody with all their suggestions for their likes with ketchup and mayonnaise. And
did you guys see the old Buffalo Wild Wings? I'm sure y'all talked about it.
No, we haven't talked about it.
We actually haven't. We really? Put it on the rundown for a couple of days, but we never got to it.
Well.
So now you can give your
time. Now, when you were in, we mentioned the fact that they did take the shot once the soccer team.
We mentioned that they took the shot.
We mentioned they took the little quick shot at the Astros.
And, of course, nobody goes there. They all go to Big City Wing, so it doesn't matter. But then they tried to come back and apologize. And a lot of the franchisees in town are pissed off because they're like, hey, we love the Astros. That's a national chain out of Atlanta making us look bad because all of our you know, we're owned by Houston area people.
The backlash
so we love
big,
the Astros.
And it's still there.
Yeah.
Well, whoever runs the social media account is a what are we guessing? Dodgers, Yankees fan? Which fan base?
Braves.
Braves.
Because it's out of Atlanta.
That's another one.
So, yeah, some crybaby ass Atlanta Braves fan.
So then they tried to put their tail between their legs the next day and make it good, stating to some degree, oh, obviously we offended some people in Houston. Way to show your support for your team. Message sent. And then tried to make it right. And people weren't having it. Like, all over social media, even today, people are driving by putting pictures of, you know, the Buffalo Wild Wings in their neighborhood going, nope, not going there, not after that, things like that. And then other companies, like, jumping on the bandwagon to try and take advantage of them while they're down. Hooters tweets out, order any 10 wings. We'll pile on 6 extra wings free in all Houston area locations. Speaking of piling on, has anyone seen BW3's social media guy lately?
He has to. I mean, I can't confirm this, but I would assume he got fired because what he's done with that tweet is he's given the franchisees in Houston so much leverage against the mothership.
Somewhere in America, or somewhere in Houston right now, Chad Shanks is trying to tell the Buffalo Wild Wings social media guy, I could have warned you and helped you with all this.
No kidding.
Because Chad's the guy that went down with the rocket shot.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that he put the emojis of the gun and the horse when they beat the Mavericks in the playoffs, and he was relieved of his duties unceremoniously and unfairly.
I feel like you're almost like, you got to be edgy. Right, you've got to say certain things, but the president of Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, the head Buffalo, was like, hey, you know, we try
the Grand Poobah.
Yeah, we try to be, you know, current, but we don't try to alienate fan bases. Well, swing and a miss.
Dude, like, it's pretty simple. We just talked about it. Be Wendy's, not Buffalo Wild Wings.
Exactly.
Wendy's knows how to push the envelope, but if they're taking any shots, it's normally at the competition. Don't do... We talked about this.
You attack the fan base.
We talked about this with Jake Asman. Don't attack the very customers that you are zeroing in on trying to reach every single day.
Yeah.
If you're in Houston or you have locations in Houston, don't hammer Houston. If you're in Houston doing broadcasting, we said don't hammer the Astros.
Yeah. Or if you're going to at least be honest.
Just be fair. You can be fair and honest, but don't be a... hard for the Yankees.
If I was just, if I owned a restaurant if I owned a chain that had, you got to be careful about that kind of commentary. Like, Wendy's attacking other chains is fine.
Sure.
But they're not attacking cities all they really do is go after other chains and individuals that, I just had a McDonald's French fries and they're way better than Wendy's. And they would be like, "Well, your mom was way better last night," but they'll attack that individual person, and not necessarily
to the LeBron a fan base. Just stay in your lane.
Yeah,
get into your fast food wars with your own league. Don't get into that kind of comment involving the sports and the beloved team of the city, and then expect that everybody's going to rush to your restaurant and want to get some grub.
Yeah, I did notice. I went back and looked at the text line.
Yeah.
Boy, a lot of people don't understand how jokes work.
Nope.
Some people are really upset at some of the things that I've said, and you guys are dumb.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about the paintball thing. I'm like, get over it. I was kidding.
Somebody's like, you're telling everybody to leave the city? You're dumb. You're the one that needs to leave first. We have one less dumb person in the city if you didn't get the joke. Bye.
Completely organically, leave. We just wrapped up the entire show and brought it all full circle with all the things we just covered.
Leave, dumb texter. The city will be smarter once you do. Bye.
I ditto that to the guy that I called out. So there you have it. In a nutshell, we're done, but we're going to be back tomorrow. Hopefully so will you, except for Nick. Trey will be in for Nick as Jugs is in. Trey is out. Travel safe. Nicholas, have a great time. We look forward to the updates
on
social media.
Don't get herpes.
And I didn't say that.
I was just, what's wrong with saying that?
It's the warning he gives me every time I take one of these trips. I'll try not to.
Okay, good.
But if I do, guess who I'm kissing?
Joel. Barry.
You, Barry.
There it is.
Again?
That means you guys will be back together. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.